Again, to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Quite a battle that you guys had on Saturday with Maine, fall behind 27-0, but rally back and have a chance to win. Give me your impressions on that game and what impressed you here late in the game.
Well, Maine played a good game. Certainly they got up on us early. We did not perform up to my expectations at any aspect of the game in the first half and the early part of the third quarter. But I think we regrouped at halftime and we came out, made a couple of distinct changes in what we were going to do. And, it's interesting because you look at the scoreboard and all of a sudden there was, 12 minutes left to go in the game, and it was 27-21. So we certainly fought our way back. I was proud of how our kids responded. And then we just couldn't get the ball back in good enough field position in the fourth quarter. But attribute that to Maine also. They got some first downs. They did a great job on third down, prolonged the drives, and their punter put us deep in our own territory several times in the fourth quarter. So congratulations to them, and we're just looking forward to get ready for the next week.
You touched on the adjustments. You made some adjustments at half, but what was the biggest difference in the comeback in the second half? What did you do really well?
Probably just the ability to focus in on the fundamentals of the game. We didn't overthink things. We just, came together as a team, and I told them at halftime, I said, this is either going to get really ugly or you're going to handle the adversity and leave no regrets on the field. And fortunately for us, they made the right decision and left no regrets.
We've talked a lot during these calls about how good your running game is going to be, but it was the third back that had a nice game for you on Saturday, Donald Leontine, 8 carries for 94 yards and a couple of touchdowns, including the big 50-yarder. How was he able to give you a lift, and talk about his effort Saturday?
Well, Donnie's a good player, and he's right in there with those other two guys. Stacy, unfortunately, came into the game banged up, and early in the game was not able to perform anymore. And so Jordan and Donnie played, and I think they both did a good job. Johnny broke off two real big runs for us in the third quarter, and then broke another one off in the fourth quarter. Good back, plays physical, plays the game for the right reasons.
You due to injury, make a quarterback change, and Pat Irwin gets his first career start for you. Talk about that as you've gone back and looked at his film, how you thought he performed and what he brought to your team.
I was proud of him. That's not an easy position to walk into in your first start college football with what was on the table. He did some things that he needs to get better at, and he knows that. And he did a couple things. He managed the game okay. I'm proud of him, and we knew going into the game he wasn't going to be the reason we won or lost. We have to play as a team and handle all aspects of it.
Maine, after that 0-3 start, is 1-7 out of 8 as you've gone back. What impressed you about them, and what are they doing so well that they've had this nice run?
Yeah, I think they really believe in winning right now, and that's the key thing. They've made some mistakes throughout the games that we watch, but they've been able to hang in there. They've been able to come back in games. They've been able to get early leads in a lot of the games. They went up on William & Mary, same as us, went up on us early. I think the quarterback's really the difference maker, and I think they're doing a good job of the little things, making plays, playing hard. I'm impressed with them as a football team.
You guys, with another tough challenge this week, as you touched on the road to UAlbany, who's coming off a big victory themselves against New Hampshire. What has impressed you with UAlbany as you've looked at them?
Yeah, I think they've had a very good season when you look at the totality of it. They got into a little slump there, and that's going to happen. But I think they've fought their way out of it. Certainly, there was a big win for them. They're well coached. They're physical. They predicate themselves and run the football. And certainly, that back had a career day on Saturday, but he's had a few of those this year and last year. So, talented, talented person. And but they do other things well. They're getting play from their defense. They're making turnovers. They're really good in that department. So impressed with them as a unit.
Got a media question in queue. If you'll get that for us, Leah.
Your question comes from the line of Mark Singlet with Albany Times Union.
Hey, Chuck, you mentioned A.B. Token Hanks. I mean, you did hold him to 24 yards last year, but he wasn't the full-time back then. He was splitting carries. From what you see of him, what can you try to do with him Saturday to try to limit his success?
Well, you know, it's very obvious, if they are able to get him through the first level with a running start going vertical, he is not very easy to tackle. So, you know, I'm not so sure it's stopping him. It's making him run east-west first, and then I think you get a number of guys to the hat. So he's talented, but you're only as talented as your offensive line plays, and I think he probably would tell you that. He's able to get those creases in there, and if he gets that crease, he's going to hit and very difficult to tackle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Chuck, thanks for your time here this morning and all season long. Really appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.